Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God and our coming Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What is the color of Christmas? I suppose the answer you receive to that question will vary according to whom you ask that question. Burl Ives sang about Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, so I suppose for Burl, perhaps red is the color of Christmas. And Andy Williams sang about silver bells, so I guess maybe for him, silver was the color. Bing Crosby sang of a white Christmas. And the hymn, What Child Is This?, was written to the tune of Green Sleeves. Gold was one of the gifts that the wise men brought to the baby Jesus. And blue is often the color associated with the Virgin Mary. So it's seen that there are a lot of colors associated with the season and the traditions of Christmas. But there are only really two colors that account for the reason for Christmas. And we're reminded of them by the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah in chapter 1, verse 18, wrote these words of the Lord, where he says, "Though your sins are like scarlet, they will be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be like wool." And there you have it, the two colors of Christmas are red and white. The red is a reminder of our sin. The very reason that the Son of God needed to come into this world, born of a virgin, born as a baby, was because of our sin. Each of us, as Paul tells us, have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Like Adam and Eve back in the Garden of Eden, we too have chosen to place our own wants before God's commands. We have manipulated God's word to fit our own version of the truth. And we've often hurt others in the process. Every time that we see the red of Rudolph's nose, or of Santa's outfit, or sleigh, or the red bows that people put around, we should be reminded of the real red of Christmas, which is our sin. But more than that, the red of Christmas is also a reminder of Jesus' blood. On the cross of Calvary, Jesus shed his blood that we might be forgiven of our sin. He came into this world as that little baby in order to die as a grown-up man. He came into this world to save sinners. A gift that could only be achieved by the shedding of his blood. Which brings us to the second color of Christmas, which is white. And not simply because Christmas is in winter, and winter makes us think of snow. Maybe not here in Austin, Texas, it doesn't, but a lot of places it does. But because those who are baptized into and believe in Jesus Christ, the Christ child of a manger, are made to be white as snow. God's forgiveness on account of Jesus' death and resurrection washes us of our sin so that we appear before him as those whose lives are as pure and as holy as his own. And since white is the color of purity, you and I always appear before God, appear to God as white as snow on account of Jesus. Now, my guess is that if you were to ask most folks what the colors of Christmas are, I think most people think of red and green, probably because of all the evergreen Christmas trees and the holly and the mistletoe, and then, of course, the red Santa and the sleigh and such. Those two colors seem to dominate the color scheme of Christmas. In fact, in any secular setting that you find yourselves in the holiday season, red and green seem to be the colors of the place settings on the table. They seem to be the decorations in people's homes, women's sweaters and men's ties. The red and green tend to predominate or be the predominant color combination of the holiday of Christmas. But if we're talking about the holy day of Christmas, the colors have to be red and white. For God sent his own Son, born of a virgin, to suffer and to die for us because our sins were red like crimson. And he took our punishment, the punishment that we deserve, so that we could one day, and even now, wear his righteousness and thus become white as snow. Therefore, the colors of Christmas are always tied up with the story of Christmas, which is the story of our salvation. I pray that God would use the red and the white of the Christmas decor to help us keep our hearts and our minds focused on the meaning of and the need for Christmas. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our coming, living Lord and Savior. Amen.